The Bugler and the Bowman. Long ago, two men traveled through a lonely part of the country. One man was a brave soldier who had often gone to battle against the enemies of the country. The soldier carried a strong bow and a quiver full of arrows. The other man was younger. He carried only a bugle. This bugler had often called the soldiers to battle with his music, but he himself had never fought in one. "What should you do," mocked the proud soldier, "if robbers were to attack us? I have my bow and arrows, but you have no weapon with which to defend yourself." "It is true that I carry no weapon of war," answered the youth, "but with my music I can warn the soldiers that enemies are near. With my bugle I can send them messages." "Music, indeed," cried the soldier. "Give me my strong bow and swift arrows when there is danger near." By and by, the travelers came to a dense wood. Suddenly, robbers set upon them. Although the soldier fought bravely, he was soon wounded. Because the bugler had nothing with which to defend himself, the robbers did not hurt him in any way. After supper, the band of robbers gathered about their great fire to sing and tell tales. The bugler stepped up to the robber captain. "I can play music for you, if you like," he said, hoping for the chance. "Play war music for us," cried the captain. "Stir us for fighting." The bugler played a stirring song of war. Then he played a marching tune. Finally, the youth blew a loud, clear call to arms that would warn his country's soldiers that enemies were near. The robbers thought that this call was just a part of the music. In the castle, far beyond the forest, one of the guards heard the call. "That is our bugler warning us that an enemy is at hand," cried the guard. "To arms! To arms!" A party of soldiers set off at once for the place from which the bugle had sounded. Surprising the robbers, the soldiers caught them all and set free the bugler and the wounded soldier. Later that night, when they lay down to rest, the soldier said to his companion, "I was wrong, my young friend. A soldier must learn to fight with his head as well as with his hands. Weapons may fail, and then even a bugle may help in a way that a sword or a bow could not."